This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's great tip: what are the means of recognizing justice, inculcating it within us, and implementing justice in our life in order to increase our ubudiyyah? So, dear listeners, we've been talking about in our programs the blessings and the secrets in the congregational prayers as far as strengthening and increasing and really leveling up our ubudiyyah, our servitude of Allah, the Blessed, the Mighty, the Exalted. Of course, we've talked about how there are so many spiritual and worldly benefits of congregational prayers in our past programs. If you, by any chance, have forgotten, please take a listen. It is really to our advantage. We also talked about how congregational prayers indirectly teach us that we should all be just in our lives. We must implement justice in our lives. And of course, when we implement justice in our lives, which in reality is one of the pillars of Islam, it increases our ubudiyyah and our servitude of Allah. And in reality, dear friends, when we implement justice in our lives, when we try to be just, honorable, noble human beings, then this in itself is ubudiyya. This in itself is servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Blessed and exalted is He. Now, talking about one of these traditions which we find regarding this secret in being just, and of course, as we said, being just is a requirement, it is a condition of being the prayer leader in the congregational prayers, we find that the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far As-Sadiq alayhi salam, actually he was asked, who is the just person? Who is a person who is adil? Imam Ja'far As-Sadiq alayhi salam replies, the one who is just is he who keeps his eyes away from those who are non-mahram to him. One is just who his tongue is away from sins. And finally, one is just who keeps his hands away from inequity. And so in this very beautiful tradition, we find that the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far As-Sadiq alayhi salam, peace and blessings upon him, says that in order to be just, one must keep their eyes away from the non-mahram, right? So non-mahram women who one is not allowed to look at, right? So if you look in the jurisprudential rulings of the Maraja, the source of emulation, the religious scholars, you will find that, for example, the mahram, which are the people who you can look at, right? Your mother, your sister, your grandmother, right? Your wife, your daughter. These are people that are your mahram, right? They are people that you cannot marry. But on the other hand, non-mahram is pretty much, you know, everybody else, which does not fall under the category of mahram. So one who is just is one who does not look at those who are not mahram to them. And this in itself, dear brothers and sisters, is a very beautiful aspect of Islam. It has elevated the honor and the respect of a woman to the extent where her respect and honor is so great that you shouldn't even look at them when you're not allowed to. It's a very beautiful and profound concept if we really sit and reflect and think about it. But another one of the things which was mentioned as being a requirement for being just was that one keeps one's tongue away from sin, meaning one does not lie, one does not cheat, one does not backbite, do riba, one does not deceive others, one does not trick others. This is very important if one wants to be just. And finally, one keeps their hand away from inequity. Very beautiful description, just one of many as far as justice and how this can definitely increase our servitude of Allah, our ubudiyyah.
In the name of Allah, assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith who are listening to IRIB English Radio. Welcome to this segment of Foresight. My name is Muhammad, and today I'd like to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatul Rajin, The Whispered Prayer of the Hopeful. Please stay with me. My God, I have fastened my hand to the skirt of your generosity. I've stretched forth my expectation toward reaching your gifts. So render me pure through the purest profession of your unity, and appoint me one of your choice servants. O He who is the asylum of every fleer, the hope of every seeker. O best object of hope, O most generous object of supplication, O he who does not reject his asker or disappoint the expectant, O he whose door is open to his supplicators and whose veil is lifted for those who have hope in him, I ask you by your generosity to show kindness toward me through your gifts with that which will gladden my eye, through hope in you, with that which will give serenity to my soul, and through certainty with that which will make easy for me the afflictions, and through certainty with that which will make easy for me the afflictions of this world, and lift from my insight the veils of blindness by your mercy, O most merciful of the merciful.
Welcome back, dear listeners, in continuation to what we were saying, which we were saying that justice is an integral part of Islam, and it is also one of the requirements and one of the conditions for one to be a prayer leader of a congregational prayer. Now, even if this quality of justice wasn't necessary to be a prayer leader, we should keep in mind that it is necessary for one to be a good servant, a good creation, a humble human being in the eyes of God, in the eyes of Allah. For truly justice is one of the pillars of Islam. And not only this, dear friends, but justice is one of the pillars of humanity. Justice is an innate nature of a pure human being. And to be honest, being just and doing justice It feels good. It feels honorable. It feels noble to be just and to do justice. And on the other hand, oppression is the exact opposite. To be unjust with people, to be oppressive with people, to be tyrannical with people, these things have negative consequences. They create problems. They create difficulties. They create suffering among the people. It is something in itself dark and evil. And thus we see in the Arabic, it is called dhulm. Dhulm comes from this root word of dhalama, which has this meaning of darkness. For surely, injustice, oppression is dhulm. It is darkness. Coming back to what we were saying, we find a beautiful tradition from the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, the infallible Messenger of Allah. He very beautifully describes a just and generous person in the following manner. He says, he is just who does not commit inequity with people in his dealings. Meaning, he's not unjust with people in his dealings. Meaning, I like one person more, so I might give them more, or I might give them something better. But I don't like somebody, or I don't know somebody, so I will give them something less, or I will give them something which isn't as good. So if we are to be just in our lives, we need to be equitable. We need to be just when dealing with the people. The next thing that the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, says is one who is just is he who does not tell lies in his speech. And he is just who does not break his promises. And finally, he is just among those whose piety is perfect and whose sense of justice is manifest. It is clear for all to see. Now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Muhammad Khalfan.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. We were discussing about a very important dictum of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, and that is to have good opinion about Allah, husnul dhann billah. That means being optimistic with regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the dictum, Imam says, أحسن الظن بالله. Have a good opinion about Allah. Think positively with regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّ مَنْ حَسَّنَ ظَنَّهُ بِاللَّهِ. For verily, whosoever has a positive outlook and a positive opinion about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, كَانَ اللَّهُ عِنْدَ ظَنِّهِ. Allah will be with his positive outlook. It's a beautiful thing that we are told by Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. If we know that he is al-Rahman, he is al-Jawad, he is al-Ra'uf, he is al-Jameel, he is al-Kareem, he has so beautiful names. If you look at the beautiful dua, al-Jawshan al-Kabir, it gives you those positive attributes of Allah. If a person takes both these sides, then he will have husnul dhan. That is very important. So one of the ways of actually gaining that positiveness is by knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with both his attributes, attributes of majesty and attributes of beauty as well. When a person gets both these kinds of attributes is when he has good opinion about Allah. And mind you, this is something that has been experienced by people, that when they were positive with regard to Allah, Allah was with their thought, that this person is thinking positive and he knows I will take care of these things, I will take care for him. But when a person thinks negatively, and shaitan does that usually, he always tries to inculcate negative thoughts. When a person gets these negative thoughts, then not only does he actually torture himself, he also tortures other people because of his state. So we should try to understand this beautiful saying of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, which talks about husnul dhan billah, which is very, very powerful.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. لبيك لك لبيك إيه